music, and we're going to start with the timpan reel.
Thank you.
Well, that's a bit of the old-time Irish stuff. It was Michael Gorman and Margaret Barry. They were living in London 50 years ago when the recording was made, but Margaret played the banjo there, Michael Gorman, a fiddler, from the Sligo area, and was taught fiddle from childhood. He was born in 1895. He had the same teacher as the famous Michael Coleman. We heard a medley, The Strayaway Child and The Lark in the Morning. Recorded 1965, so it's half a century old, and yet it didn't seem terribly old-timey, did it? Well, we began with The Chieftains from their fifth album, called Number 5, and we heard The Timpan Reel. Derek Bell, harpist and pianist for The Chieftains, performed on the timpan, or hammered dulcimer. And then we followed that with Noreen Nerean, with a jazz ensemble, the Paul Winter Consort. From her album Celtic Soul, we heard Tugumar Fain Asaura Lin, Sari Lin, which means summer, and please forgive my horrible Irish pronunciation. I love to hear it spoken, but I don't speak the language, sorry to say. And then we ended that little bit with Michael Gorman and Margaret Barry and The Strayaway Child. We're just going to go continue with more recorded music. I want to say thanks, though, to everyone who worked hard on the KGNU plant sale over the weekend. We made some money, met a lot of people, had some fun, and lots of hard work went into it. Very hard-working volunteers at KGNU. And I hope you all like your plants. Let's go to the jig for a little while. Here's Sean Keane from an album, Jig It in Style.
On the song of the dove, may the blackbird bless my journey from the rigging above. May my white sails billow boldly, May my ship plow on so brave, on the journey I have chosen, o'er the raging waves. Yes, I've been a sailor, I've been a sailor's wife, and I've been an old king's daughter. In my western seaward life, I will sail in no man's shadow, whether he be friend or foe. I have staked my claim to the rolling main, the only home I know. On the wings of an eagle, on the song of the dove, may the blackbird bless my journey. From the rigging above, may my white sails blow boldly, may my ship plow on so brave, on the journey I have chosen, o'er the raging waves. Queens will kneel before me, and soldiers march behind. I will fight for Ireland's glory, to make sure my clan survives. I will sail in no man's shadow, lest my true love calls my name. I will fold him fondly in my wings, to Connacht sails again. On the wings of an eagle, on the song of the dove, may the blackbird bless my journey. From the rigging above, may my white sails blow boldly, may my ship plow on so brave, on the journey I have chosen, o'er the raging waves. On the journey I have chosen, o'er the raging waves.
As I roved out on a May morning, on a May morning right early, I met my love upon the way, O Lord, but she was early. And she sang lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she had landed-dee, and she had landed-dee, and she landed. Her boots was black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sung lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she had landed-dee, and she had landed-dee, and she landed.
Thank you. Shoal to Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
We heard that was just Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham right at the end there with Donald MacLean's Farewell to Oban, The Sands of Burness, and Miller's Reel. But we began that set with Sean Keen, a fiddler for the Chieftains, from a solo album, and he did the medley The Blue Angel and Strike the Gay Harp. I read in the paper one of the Blue Angels flying ensembles struck the gay ground last week. I hope everybody's okay with that. I'm afraid the plane is not. Jig It in Style was the name of the album from which we heard Sean Keen. Beth Gadbaugh, after that, local amazing Celtic singer Beth Gadbaugh, from her album The Green Fields and the Mountains High, we heard Grania's song, a composition by Beth. Found it interesting, the story of Dermot and Grania, one of the great stories of Celtic history and Irish love. Grania's song there from Beth Gadbaugh, what a singer. And then Sarah Makem after that, an old-timer, As I Roved Out, from an album of classic Celtic music. Then we ended the set with Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, Donald MacLean's Farewell to Oban. I remember my own Farewell to Oban, although I didn't write a tune for it. But I met a couple of great old fiddlers in Oban. Axley MacAllister, perhaps chief among them. And then The Sands of Burness and Miller's Reel were the other tunes in that medley by Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and it's Shoal to Gael, the world of the Celts. We'll move on with more music. We try to mix it up a little bit. It's the music of the Celtic lands and also of the Celtic people. Here's a tune that's made its way around the world a few times from Ireland. It's called on this album An Old Irish Air, and it's played by Richard Green. Terrific fiddler and his ensemble, the Richard Green. Well, let's see, what are they? The Richard Green Band, which is essentially a string ensemble. Thank you. Well, that's a group called Dervish. And they put together a medley that they simply called Midsummer's Evening. Or Midsummer's Night, actually. But the names of the tunes, if you're paying attention, Martin Wins, number 3, Steam Packet, Sweat House, and House of Hamill. Well, it's a... From like, Martin Wynn, he was the first one there. Martin Wynn's number 3 was another one of the Sligo Fiddlers. And then we started that with Richard Green and the Green band, Richard Green Band, and what he called an old Irish air. If the clever listeners will have recognized it as a Londonderry air or Danny Boy. I like it better as an instrumental, frankly, although there have been some really heartfelt vocal versions of it as well. Maybe it was just the jazzy yet soulful way that Richard and his group put that one out. Who's to say? Back to more music, and want to let you know we'll be coming up with a summertime mini membership drive starting about next week or so. I'm going to be out of town, it looks like, for much of it, but I hope you'll be sure to tune in to hear some special programs and get a chance to pledge a membership, maybe pick up some cool premiums. In the meantime, let's listen to Celtic music. When I first visited Ireland, it was a long time ago, a very different century, decade, millennium, and I wanted to find as much traditional music as I could, and I was pointed to the Chieftains by the record store owner I talked with, and he also spoke of the fact that they had been organized essentially by Sean O'Riordan, who was considered one of the leading musicians of Ireland and very busy in the musical life of the island. His son, Pádraig O'Riordan, has developed a very diverse musical career, and we're going to hear from him now something he did about 20 years ago. It's called An Dreachan.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty sky. The dark and empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. The first time felt your heart beat over mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last.
Thank you.
Well, there's a few tunes. That was Sharon Shannon right there at the end with Rayo Beatrice. But first, let's go back to the beginning, which was, I guess, Pedar Oriada. Yes, we talked about his father, Sean Oriada, and that was Pedar on his father's piano. And Pedar had a funny way of recording. He liked to record in his living room, not really in a studio. Or if he was in a studio, he'd bring in kids or allow other things. He said he didn't believe in separating the sounds of life from the recorded performance. And so in that case, he was in his living room playing on his father's piano on a cold September evening, right up close to a roaring fire. You could hear the crackling of the fire, and you could also hear a blackbird at the window and some things like that. So that's a Pedar Oriada and his composition Andrian, which is sort of about home and how much he likes being at home and around his familiar things. We followed Pedar with Liz Carroll and Johnny Doyle. I think it was Johnny. Yes, John Doyle, from an album called In Play. We heard the medley The Man with One Kidney and The Spy Czar. Those are not really traditional things, but they made them sound pretty traditional just by clever composition. I had never really heard of The Man with One Kidney before. I heard of the man, yes, but not the song. Well, anyway. Moving on, Ewan McCall. Well, from an album under Ewan McCall's name, and he wrote the song, but it was his wife, Peggy Seeger, yes, the half-sister of banjoist Pete Seeger, and in fact a fine banjoist and guitarist in her own right, and a singer. She sang the song that Ewan McCall wrote for her, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. They were married in, I think, about 1958 or 59, and they moved, she moved to Britain, and they made their home in London. He was really one of the leading lights of the English folk song and folk music revival, as well as an important voice for Scotland. Then we ended that little set with Sharon Shannon and Rayo Beatrice. Just a few more tunes, just time for a few more tunes left in the program, so let's get to them right now. And here's a rockin' band. Let's hear the Tannehill Weavers from their album Leaving St. Kilda. And we're going to hear the Sheerans No For You. It's a bit of a Scottish talk.
Sheerans no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. No, the sheerans no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. No, the sheerans no for you, for your back at Walnaboo and your belly's row and full, my bonnie. I see you. Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill where you said you would me kill? If ye didn't hear your will, my bonnie laddie-o. Well, I'll no kill ye deed, my bonnie lassie-o. No, I'll no kill ye deed, my bonnie lassie-o. No. My bonnie lassie-o. Oh. It was in the month, oh me, my bonnie laddie, oh. It was in the month, oh me, my bonnie laddie, oh. It was in the month, oh me, when the throughers they are gay, and the lambs all sport and my bonnie laddie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. No, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. No, the shearing's no for you, for your back it wanna and your belly's rowing full, my bonnie lassie, oh.
None sweeter where the River Shannon flows. That's, of course, John McCormick. To end this edition of Shulte Gale, you're just getting warmed up and it's time to go away. But fear not, there's wonderful music coming up with Musica Mundi and your host, Elaine. It's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. My name's Fergus. It's been my pleasure and an honor to be your host this evening. Good night.
Never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take me name so where
eu vou contar para você uma história de amor. Essa também pode ser a sua história de amor. Um certo dia passou por aqui, jogou seu charme e disse que gostava do meu jeito acanhado. E essa história me deixou meio confuso. Ela argumentou que era muito natural, eu que nunca tinha nem ao menos namorado. Confesso que fiquei até um pouco envergonhado. Eu disse pra ela, eu não, que não vou, que você tem um cabelo ruim. E ela me disse, você tem que ser mais curioso pra poder gostar de mim. Você tem que ser mais curioso pra poder gostar de mim. gostar de mim. No outro dia, essa neguinha passou por aqui. Joguei meu charme e disse que gostava de cabelo enrolado, despenteado. Ela me respondeu:
só pelo cabelo que se conquista uma paixão.